What's up, fam? Wealth Weekend is upon us, and I'm inviting you as one of my new official rich relatives to what I'm affectionately calling the Rich Relative Reunion. It's like your family reunion, but make it wealth. So I hope you're excited for all of the experiences, the entertainment, and the education that awaits you in Atlanta, Georgia in July. I can't wait to see you there. Just beat me there. Don't meet me there. Peace.
If generational wealth is important to you, listen up. See, not understanding the lesson I'm going to go over today could cost your children and your heirs everything that you have worked hard for. Like, so many millionaires, including Chadwick Boseman, have lost millions of dollars not properly setting up and structuring their trust, and I don't want that to be you. So by the time we get done with today's episode, I'm going to give you all the information you need on how to properly secure your trust and secure your family's legacy and build true generational wealth. So without further ado, let's get to today's episode. All right. What's up, family? Welcome to another episode of Tax-Free Living, where I teach entrepreneurs, business owners, everyday people just like you how to live tax-free. And today we have a phenomenal episode because you all, again, have been begging for information about trust, right? Trusts are so important. So I have full docket for today's episode, giving you all the ins and outs, everything you need to know, you don't need to know, things you should do, things you shouldn't do when it comes to properly structuring and setting up your trust in 2024. But before we get into that, y'all, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. We're on our way to 50,000 subs. Look, y'all been a part of the journey. We are on our way to 50,000 subs. So I can't wait to get there with the help of you. So hit the like button. Hit that subscribe button. And if you dig in the new profit hat, go to shop.melaninmoney.com to grab some merch because we're normalizing Black wealth over here. All right. So before we talk about setting up a trust, I think it's important to talk about the difference between a will and a trust. And this could be like a complicated topic, so I'm going to make it as simple as possible. I saw this Instagram video that broke down the difference of wills and trusts so easily. So I'm gonna give you that breakdown today. She said, if you have a will, think of it like this: your business will be in the streets, right? Your business will be in the courtroom. Like, you don't get any privacy with your assets and what you're trying to pass down to your heirs with the will. Now, if you have a trust, you can trust that your business will be private. You see, wills and trust are different. And one of the main differences is privacy. So I'm gonna go over the exact differences between wills and trusts, but like high level, a will, your business will be in the street. A trust, you can trust that you have privacy over the assets you're trying to pass down to your heirs. Okay. I just love that snippet. So let's talk about a will first. What is a will? So a will outlines how you wish your assets to be distributed to your heir. So a will is a document that outlines how you wish to have your assets passed down to your kids. Now, just because you wish your assets to be passed down a certain way doesn't mean your family is going to agree with your wishes. So the problems with wills is your assets still have to go through probate court, right? And probate court is a courtroom where your family basically is fighting over your stuff. And the longer the probate process takes, the more expensive is going to be to your assets, the more expensive is going to be to the estate that you're trying to pass down to your kids. And on average, probate can take a year. So not only will your estate be diminished by thousands of dollars, potentially tens of thousands of dollars, potentially millions of dollars, not only that, but your heirs will also have to wait a year or a year plus to receive your asset. So that's the problem with wills. And wills is on public record. So everything you're passed down is on public record. So like, even if your cousin's cousin ain't know how much money you had, when they go to probate court and they see that will and see all the assets you have, all that stuff will become public. So a will not protect your estate the way you want it to. So that's a will. Now let's talk about a trust, okay? A trust determines who gets what, when they get it, and how they get it, okay? A trust, again, states who gets what, exactly when they get it, and how they get it. So a trust allows for detailed stipulations on how and when you want the assets distributed from your estate. So if you have $1 million in cash in your estate and you have a trust, you can put within your trust, I want my kids to get $100,000 at age 16, another $100,000 at age 18, another 100,000 at age 25, another 100,000 at age 30, another 100,000 at age 35. So you can break out exactly who gets what and how they get it. Because let's be honest, if you give an 18-year-old $1 million, they're going to blow it. And this is commonly why a lot of families' wealth is destroyed by one generation, because they gave the money or they gave the assets, they gave the wealth to one child or one generation without proper instruction, which caused their entire estate to be destroyed by one generation. Okay. So that's why I love trust, because you have a more detailed explanation. Another benefit of trust is it causes your assets to completely avoid probate. So your assets don't have to go through the probate court system. Your assets don't have to go through the courtroom. Your heirs and your kids and your cousins on the other side of the world, they can't come in the courtroom and try to claim your assets, because you no longer own your assets. Your trust owns your assets, and your trust has specific instruction on how those assets are going to be dispersed. So there ain't no fighting over the court in the courtroom. There ain't no fighting over the assets. It is what it is. So this allows your estate to avoid probate court, which will save your estate tens of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollar. So the reason I'm harping on this example so much is because, as I mentioned earlier, Chadwick Boseman died, you know, shout out to Black Panther, all his assets went to probate court. He had a will, he didn't have a trust. So his estate got hit with $950,000 of probate court fee, because that's how long it took his family to fight over his asset. And like, that just sucks, because like, I love Chadwick Boseman. Like, I love the Black Panther. I love everything he stood for and all the movies he played. And to see his estate be diminished by about $1 million, it really hurt. And it sucks that he had to go through it, but I don't want any of you all having to go through it as well. So trust avoid probate court. The other benefit of trust is it's completely private. So not only are your family members not going to fight over the assets, they're not even going to know what assets are in the trust. So if you decide to pass money down to your sister, but not your other sister, she ain't going to know about it, because they can't even tell what assets are in the estate, because the trust is private. So trust gives you privacy, protection, and avoids probate court, and allows you to better pass down your assets. So you can have a will too, but everyone in 2024 needs a trust for those reasons. So now that you know that you need a trust, let's talk about what type of trust should you have, right? So there are two main types of trust, okay? Two types of trust. There are irrevocable trust, and there are a whole bunch of irrevocable trust, and there are revocable trust, and there's different types of revocable trust. But for the most part, there's irrevocable trust and revocable trust. So revocable trust allows you, what's called a living trust, is a trust that can be altered or changed at any time. So you can put your assets into a revocable trust. You can name yourself the trustee. So you don't own the assets, but you control the assets, right? That's why we say own nothing, but control everything. And what I love about a revocable trust so much is that at any point in time, you can revoke the entire trust, meaning you can tear the trust up and get rid of it, or you can change the stipulations within the trust. So if you wanted to pass down money to one child, but then you have another child, you can go and revoke the trust and make a new trust, putting both children as beneficiaries. So revocable trusts give you flexibility, and they are put into place when you're living. That's what we call a living trust. And on top of those two, you can own nothing but still control everything. Now, irrevocable trusts are different. As you can probably imagine, they're irrevocable, right? So once you put assets into an irrevocable trust, not only do you no longer own the asset, you can no longer benefit from the asset in the trust. And not only can you no longer benefit from the asset in the trust, you cannot change or revoke the trust at all. So if you were to put $1 million property in an irrevocable trust, let's say that property was cash flowing $20,000 a year, you can't benefit from that $20,000 a year cash flow. That cash flow has to go into the trust. You can't benefit it. You can't touch it. You can't change the beneficiary. So that beneficiary will be able to benefit from that irrevocable trust, but you can't. So irrevocable trust, they do not give you flexibility. You no longer own the asset, and you can no longer benefit from the asset. So some of you are probably thinking, well, if it's that many issues, why would anybody have an irrevocable trust? Well, people have irrevocable trust for tax purposes. Because you no longer own the asset and you no longer can benefit from the asset, you are no longer taxed on the asset. So irrevocable trust is a tax planning strategy for super, super, super high net worth client, right? Because they know they're not going to need the asset. If a client has a $10 million net worth, they probably don't ever need to benefit from that $1 million property. They don't want to pay taxes on the gains from that property. So they will put that property in an irrevocable trust. So irrevocable trust is a tax planning strategy, but you have to be careful because if you're not ready for it yet, once you make that decision, you can't take it back, baby. You can't take it back. Okay. So in my opinion, right, which trust should everyone have? Everyone should have a revocable trust, right? Because you can have a revocable trust right now and simply put your house in it, right? And you can revoke it. You can change the beneficiary. You can sell the house, do another one. It gives you so much flexibility. So I think everybody should have a revocable trust today. Irrevocable trust you can have later in the future. Now that you know what trust type of trust you should have, what should the trust own, right? Like what assets should you now fund to the trust? So I have a list of assets that I believe that everybody should have their trust on. Number one, your trust should own your home. Yes, your primary residence. It's still, again, you own it, but I mean, you don't own it once you put it in the trust, but you control it once you put it in the trust. So your primary residence should be in your trust. Your investment accounts should be owned by your trust. Your LLC should be owned by your trust. Your S corps should be owned by your trust. Your real estate portfolio should be owned by your trust. IRAs, 401ks, and retirement accounts, all of these assets should be owned by your trust. Because think about it. When you die, you don't want any of your assets going through probate court. So by putting all of your assets into the trust, you avoid your assets having to go through probate. You avoid your family having to fight over your assets. And you're going to do your family a big service going forward. So now that we know what trust we should have, now that we know what a trust is, now that we know what we should put in the trust, how do we properly set up and maintain a trust, right? Because this is important, right? I'm giving you all the game on what to do, but now let's talk about how to do it, right? So number one, when it comes to setting up your trust, you should hire an attorney to set up your revocable trust. Once you hire their attorney to set up your revocable trust, you then want to have that attorney help you fund the trust with the assets. So you're going to need to change some titles on some of the deeds of your assets. The attorney will be able to help you with that. But you will then fund the trust with all of your assets, your home, your LLCs, your S corps, your investments, your IRAs, 401ks, HSAs. You'll put everything into the trust. And then once everything has been properly funded to the trust, then to maintain the trust properly, you're going to do an annual trust review every single year, right? And the reason we want to review our trust every single year is because if you're doing what you're supposed to do as a wealth creator for you and your family, you will be obtaining new assets every year. You might be setting up new LLCs. You might be setting up, you know, you might be purchasing new real estate property. And every time you purchase a new asset, you need to put that asset into the trust. So you want to first set up the trust with an attorney. Then you want to fund the trust, meaning move the assets to the trust. And then you want to check on the trust annually to make sure it's in good standing and make sure that all new assets are being properly funded to that trust. Okay. So that's all about wills and trust and irrevocable, revocable trust. I hope you liked the episode. Let me know in the comments below. Are you going to set up your trust? Do you understand trust versus will and the trust setup process? And was this episode helpful? Because if so, I will do more episodes about different types of trust if this is what you all want. So let me know in the comments below, and I'll see you all next time.